Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Cash Page.
My name is OMB Peasy.
OMB Peasy.
Oh man, this is about to be, I already could tell because before we started the episode, everybody was having all kinds of conversations. Mm-hmm. We were talking about how terrible Aquarius men are.
Oh man.
Oh, are you an Aquarius?
Everybody ain't say terrible. Yeah, I'm Aquarius. Everybody ain't say terrible.
I don't think they're that terrible.
And my doubt.
I've only met Aquarius women.
I
think they funny. I think they funny as hell. Like our compatibility is like goofy. But okay. I don't know. But same. I feel like you cool. Like
I have a lot of Aquarius women in my life, family members and close friends, and they're all hella cool except one person. And I don't really know about Aquarius. My sister.
Oh, okay.
I have a love hate relationship with her. She
your sister been looking
for me.
But well, listen, we appreciate both of you for coming through today. So OMBPs, you're only here for one day.
Mm-hmm. I leave tomorrow.
Okay. So how much do you like New York?
I love New York. I ain't gonna lie, at first I didn't like it though. It was too many people. It was too many people for me, like, and then they always put me in Manhattan and shit.
What's wrong?
That's where everybody
is. It is too many people.
You need to be in Brooklyn.
Yeah, I like Brooklyn though. Once I start like going to Brooklyn and shit, then I start liking New York more.
And what about you, Cash? You from Dallas?
Yeah, I'm in Lower East Side right now. I fuck with it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Had some Blue Ribbon fried chicken.
So. Okay. Oh, we love Blue Ribbon.
Yeah, she was fine. My bad, I've been over here laughing. So I gotta wipe my fucking
Blue Ribbon
tears.
In a minute.
But Dallas is cool. I feel like y'all should go fuck with Rudy's Chicken and Fuel City.
I enjoy Dallas.
Okay. Do you like Houston?
I do. I like Houston. You know what I like about it? Because being from New York, I feel like we're always rushing around and it is crowded and it is dirty.
Very.
You know, I'm a New Yorker. I love it here, but it is like very dirty.
Yeah. Oh my God, we got chased by rats.
But we're not really mean. We just always in a rush. We don't got time.
The thing is, when people in New York are mean.
Because you're from Alabama, right?
Yeah, you know, we got Southern
hospitality. Well, you from here.
Yeah.
I don't think that people from New York are mean. I just think
we're
mean as a motherfucker.
I feel like they be minding their business, but if somebody mean to me, I'm gonna say something. I'm be like, damn, check yourself. Like, I can do shit.
So here's
to you.
The thing.
I feel like
I've lived there and here, right? I lived in Philadelphia, New York, and I've also lived in Atlanta. And Southern hospitality is a real thing. You guys are both from the South.
Mm-hmm.
So I can get where you feel like New Yorkers are mean because they don't have that hospitality that the people in the South have.
Yeah.
They are kind of rude.
You got to check
and rushing.
But
all
it's
the time.
How we're raised. Like, look, we
and
are
they
taught,
drive really.
We're taught, don't talk to people who you don't know. Right.
And so we're not going to say hello to the South.
We
can't say that.
No, but this is how we were raised. Because you're supposed to not. This I'm telling you, this is how what you're taught from young. Do not talk to strangers.
Of course.
I'll talk that too. I'm still going to say excuse me when I'm walking too close to you.
Or, yeah, but I find we're not going to. Like, people will say hello. We don't do that. Like,
hi, let me put your.
And then we also.
We got to move too fast to be saying hi to people. There's too many people to say hi to.
And we also
don't look people in the eye like that, because then that's like, what's the problem?
That's an invitation.
You know what I'm saying?
How? Like, I heard that people in New York don't like when you say, when people say, suck my dick. I heard that. That's like fucking killing words.
But
out
no
here.
One likes anybody to just say, yeah. suck my dick. It's not a compliment.
Somebody says that to me, I'd be like, I'm not really, I don't really, words don't hurt me. So I feel like, since I probably laugh like that, but I feel as if motherfuckers that just be rude out here, it's like, you gotta check yourself. Motherfuckers just wanna introduce themselves. Like, I was taught, so whenever I walk in every room, I introduce
say
myself
hello.
To everybody.
Yeah,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you gotta speak to the room type
exactly.
shit.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, if I'm walking past somebody and I say, excuse me, I'm gonna say something to your ass, cause you need to learn fucking mannerisms right now.
I just had a situation when I went to pick up my tuna sandwich from Pratt that I get every time I come here. I have my luggage with me because we're going to LA tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And I'm walking in the door with two big ass duffel bags and a big ass purse. And this lady is trying to walk out the door while I'm walking in. Bitch, you see me? And I said that. Bitch, you see me?
Damn, what she saying?
She just kept walking.
Yeah, so we just ignore you.
She was scared. Yeah, really? She definitely said, bitch, you see me? Because I'm struggling with all these bags and you trying to walk through me and I got all these bags. You can wait
she
for me to walk in.
She probably still would walk through you. Like, okay, New Yorkers.
Well, have you ever dated anybody from New York?
I wouldn't say dated.
Oh, so you fucked somebody from New York?
Yeah.
It sounds like, it looks like a good memory, judging by your face.
It's a couple good memories.
He had that bang down memory lane head too. What just flashed through your mind?
Huh? Couple of situations. I like Brooklyn girls.
Okay.
Yeah,
we're
like
not
them.
Mad
I
at
like
that.
Them all. The aggression. Like them all cool. I don't like how they be talking. I don't like how New York girls talk though. I don't be feeling that shit.
Like, but how do New York girls talk?
Yeah, aggressive than a motherfucker. Like,
that's not lit to you?
A girl to say, suck my dick. Like, what? Man, no.
A girl has told you that?
Yeah. On the phone, we on FaceTime. I forgot what I said. You know, I be talking shit. I'm an
that
asshole.
That is some New York shit.
I'm an asshole. You feel me? So I be talking shit, blase, blase. You know, little razzle dazzle. She goddamn, man, suck my dick. I toot, toot, toot.
Damn.
Wow.
I feel like New York girls are too.
Stephanie?
Too, like, into it. Like, that. I feel like they be looking for a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Like, well, you're not looking for a relationship right now.
No. I mean, if it came my way, yeah.
What
but
makes you say that you think New York girls are looking for a relationship?
Maybe the ones I just encounter with is just like, I love you. Like, you mine. Like, that's like the vibe that they own. Like, they don't want to be on some, like,
maybe
I'm not
it's just
trying
you.
To talk to everybody.
Maybe you're
maybe.
A catch.
Maybe, right. Maybe you're so magnetic that they just can't.
Fuck out that. Fuck out.
So the New York girl game
is give me that compliment. Shit, I'm trying to take it, motherfuckers. Goddamn.
My bad, man. I'm trying to help.
Okay, but let me ask y'all this. Okay, what are some reasons if you're dating somebody regularly, fucking them regularly, that you wouldn't lock it down?
What do you mean?
Because like I still ain't been to Paris.
Mm-hmm. People have a fear of commitment.
Like, I still gotta go across the world.
As I say, you really like somebody, they're a good catch, right? And you're fucking them, but why would you say, well, I don't wanna get too serious though and make that like my girl?
Oh, I don't know. See, I ain't just stiff arming, no, you know what I'm saying? If I get the vibe and shit, and I like you a lot, you like me, it's just the vibe like that, I ain't gonna just say, hell nah, fuck you type shit. You feel me? But that ain't just what I'm looking for.
Right.
I ain't looking at this motherfucker like I'm trying to find a soulmate.
Have you ever said, will you be my girlfriend?
Nah, here. Yeah. Oh, in elementary school.
That's
I wrote,
the only time.
I wrote
you
a little letter. Yeah, I wrote a little letter.
Aww. Was it like a box to check? Yes or no?
No, it wasn't the box. It was. I literally said, do you want to be my girlfriend with a little heart? I don't know how to draw, so my heart was kind of.
It's crooked. What'd she say?
She said, yeah.
Okay.
I've always
that
been a player,
cute.
Man.
Come on, player.
Right. For real, man.
And what about you, Cash?
I just feel like I haven't traveled the world yet. Like, I still need to see some, but I'm down to have that vibe. Like, that bond won't never break, but I feel as if that's how I'm gonna know if it's real. If I can go do me and you do you, and then we still come back.
I get the vibe from you, like, you just say I love you even if you don't mean it.
I do.
See, but, I mean, I can tell.
But it's not, the thing is, that's the dark side of me, right? That's trying to keep a motherfucker involved in me, and I really don't want to be involved
Game.
In him. You know?
Why would you want that? Why not just be
because
like,
you shouldn't be talking to nobody else if you on my team.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
They're
it's
right.
A team.
They're telepaid though.
But who else you talking to?
I got a few shorties on the roster right now, but
the
I mean,
catch
shit, they not going to be tripping if
that's
they see
the
some shit like this.
That's the catch 22 though. That's the catch 22.
It's a
equal,
fun summer.
It should be balanced. It should be an equal playing field. Yes. If you feel like they should only be talking to you, then you should only be talking to them.
Hell no.
Then they should be able to have their options the same way you got your
options. They can have their options, but I love to be the only person though too. Because it's just like,
but what's good for the goose
is
good
for
the gander, right?
I get that. But I have a mouthpiece on me, so you're gonna only want to talk to me anyways.
Period.
See, confidence.
I ain't even finna ask what's going on. I don't wanna know, man. My feelings get hurt easy. What's that one song? I don't wanna know. I'm cool, man.
That song was groundbreaking because you always think that, like, you don't think about men not wanting to know because they'll get hurt. But I feel like men don't want to know more than women want to know everything.
Yeah.
Men don't want to know details.
Men don't want to know because they can't take it.
Yeah,
Women are supposed to be the sensitive ones, but men are really the ones that are sensitive.
I can't take that
at all.
Have you ever caught somebody cheating on you?
No, I ain't no count nobody. I ain't looking for shit. I ain't gonna catch you doing nothing. I ain't going through no phones. I'm not doing none of that shit.
But you never had nobody tell you, like, you know your girl.
Oh, yeah. Nigga had that.
And would you ask or would you just not say nothing? Like,
no, I'm just gonna disappear. Poof.
What if it's not even true?
You say, huh?
Yeah, like, it could not be true.
It depends. Because it, with the situation, it came from a motherfucker that I trusted. Like, mm-hmm. Hey, man, you could, like. So I just.
Was she fucking with somebody you knew?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, fucked up situation.
Was it another artist?
No, he had my one.
All right, I'm just asking.
So are you scarred now? Is that the reason why you ain't trying to
scarred?
Commit?
Yeah. Oh, no, I ain't scarred, though.
Okay.
I ain't scarred, though. Like I said, I ain't still performing shit. If you mind, let it happen again, for real, okay, for real.
Good. I just didn't want you to be walking around carrying baggage. Oh, no,
he
had
He definitely got baggage. He thought we was going to put something in his drink, and he bought his own bottle.
Clearly.
Yeah, something happened.
Listen, I poured his drink right in front of me and he still said he's
right. A victim right now.
Y'all gonna have people thinking I'm a fucked up person, man.
You don't trust nobody.
That's a bad thing?
Because you can't be trusted.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I can be trusted to a certain extent.
Okay. Well,
and you can only trust to a certain extent.
I can't
trust
at all, but I can be trusted, though. I'm a loyal motherfucker.
Like, honestly, I don't think that's right. I don't think a person, because they don't trust anybody, they can't be trusted.
My nigga.
I feel like when you've been through things with people, that makes you not trust. So it's like you're more careful when you have experiences like that.
Are you
going to
walk in this room and not trust us?
But the thing is, ain't that called projecting?
I mean, honestly, I would trust us. Okay. I would trust
us.
But I mean, like, I in a regular situation, I don't walk in the room and trust everybody.
I respect that. I'm talking about when you start talking to somebody.
When you're dating somebody.
When you're dating somebody, I don't trust them for a long time.
But you have to give them, they have to give you a reason to not trust them. You just can't go in and like, I don't trust you.
Look, I dated this guy who would always act like I was doing something. I wasn't doing anything. And come to find out, he was the one doing all the shit. And that's always how it happens, especially when you ain't do shit.
That's like,
you just don't trust me.
Story of my last relationship.
Mm-hmm. Like, you can't go into things looking to not trust somebody. You kind of got to let some, you know what I'm saying? You have to, unless they give you a reason to not trust them.
You got
to
give everybody a chance.
You have to give them a chance. Wow. If you leave with not trusting somebody, it's never going to go anywhere.
I feel like God ain't make too many people like me.
Same.
That's like lawyer and shit. Like, if I say I fuck with you, I fuck with you. That's why I tell all the girls I'm dealing with and shit. Like, man, I don't think I'm in the space of my life so I can settle down. I don't even want to fuck you up. Now, if you going to sit and wait on me to get right, it's cool, but I ain't pressing you to stay in. You know what I'm saying?
True. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I feel like everybody ain't built like that to just keep it 100. Motherfuckers got there. They'll draw the screen all the way until you find out what's going on.
But why have those expectations of somebody?
I don't really trust anybody unless I know them for 10 years or more.
Why have those expectations?
I ain't expecting shit. It's just like...
No, like basically how you just said, like, they not built like me. You can't expect the girl that you trying to fuck with to be built like you because y'all don't even got the same journey.
So I ain't gonna cross her.
Have you ever lied to a girl? Have you ever cheated or lied?
If you can lie, you can hear.
But. Have you ever cheated or lied?
Hell yeah, I'm cheating and lying and shit.
Oh, so you can't be trusted, clearly.
No, man, I was like 19, 20 and shit. This before I found that, you know what I'm saying? Who I am as a person, for real.
You haven't cheated since you were 19 or 20?
Nope, I ain't cheated. Because
people haven't been in a relationship.
I'd have kept it 100. You feel me?
And he also hasn't been in a relationship.
Have you lied?
Right, that's what I was about to say. So, are you a relationship person?
He already said no.
I said I'm not stiff forming a relationship. If it falls on a nigga, it just falls on a nigga. You feel me?
Okay.
But so you don't really have the opportunity to cheat if you're single. You do whatever they want.
Because I'm keeping shit real talk. I'm telling you, like, hey, I ain't in a position in my life to where I can just settle down and just be with you. Now, if you still want to fuck with me, it's cool.
It feels like he said this a lot. It's like rehearsed. All right, so now here was something funny that happened to you. All right, divorce court. Did y'all see this? They brought his name up on divorce court. The guy did not return the girl's car because he said he was going to play ball with OBPZ. That was his reason.
I ain't gonna.
Do you know him?
Yeah, you play ball with him?
Yeah, I know him.
So was he coming to play ball with you? Was he coming to play ball with you?
I ain't gonna lie.
Why you looking around?
I be drunk and shit and like high and shit. So I don't remember seeing him, bro. But
you said that he did come.
But he did, cause I ain't finna fuck up bro marriage and shit like that. You feel me? Like we was balling, baby.
We was balling.
Yeah, we
was balling. See, now I feel like you're not being honest.
Wait, just so had you didn't know him really?
No, I don't know that nigga.
Oh shit. Oh wow.
I'm gonna stand behind my nigga.
Divorce court is so funny because it's mad random.
You say that's not the only issue in your relationship.
He asked one day, could he use my car to go play basketball because he loves to play basketball. So I told him that he could use my car if he promised to be back at 5:30 because I had errands to run. Mm-hmm. So well, I think it was about 5:00. He FaceTimed me in the car and he was just telling me about it was this rapper that was at the court and he was out there shooting hoop with them and he was actually on the way back home. 5:30 came, no sign of George.
It was a rare opportunity, you know, and I'm sorry. I was just like, this OMBP is one of my favorite rappers from Alabama. And he was out there playing basketball with us and just time had just slipped. We were just talking and carrying on. And yes, I should have answered the phone and just let her know that I was going to be a little bit late. Instead, I just stayed and played and just chilled with them.
Because OMBPZ showed up at the court, once in a lifetime opportunity, you're saying?
Once in a lifetime.
You couldn't just pass it up.
Couldn't pass it up. Mm-hmm.
So when you first heard about it, I'm sure everybody was blowing you up about it.
Hey, yeah, yeah.
It was pretty funny.
My mama had called me. You see what you doing to people relationship out here? I'm like, bro, ma, I ain't do nothing. The nigga like, he like, okay, so he was supposed to bring her car back by like 6:00 because she had to go to work. You feel me? So
you know what?
She called him and was like, where you at with the car? He like, all right, I'm on my way type shit. And he ain't come back. Type shit.
Right.
And blamed it on
him. And he blamed on you.
Yeah, I'm going to take the blame. I'm going to take the blame.
See, this is why guys are stupid because they don't plan out their excuse. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, if we lie, we got everything lined up.
We got the alibi.
Nah, your man had a good.
He know what type of nigga I am, though. He know
I'm going to stop you.
He know my music shit. He know me.
Y'all don't know each other.
He know enough. He know I'm going to stand beside him.
Stand beside the stranger.
Nah, that was nice of you.
Cash Page, what's the biggest lie you ever told and got caught?
Damn, I don't know. Honestly, I kind of don't be lying, to be honest.
You never got caught in a lie?
I feel like I got caught in a lie, but not really. It's kind of like if I did, it was the younger me. Mm-hmm. Like, because I don't really lie no more because I believe in karma.
Okay.
I kind of try to like be as truthful as possible and not say shit at all.
What about you, Gigi? I know you done got caught in a lie.
Oh, yes. Hell yeah. She done got caught in a lie before.
You look like you got caught.
I got caught in a few lies a long time ago, but I've been a very honest person.
Tell one of the good ones.
For most of my adult life. The biggest lie I ever said is I love you when I didn't mean it.
Okay, cool.
That's normal shit, though.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm talking about something more exciting than that.
That I got caught? I did not have sexual relations.
With that man. I got one. Why you think, I got one.
What? She got two.
So, whatever, I went out and I didn't come home until the next day. Mm. And I went to sleep because I was drunk. And at this time, when I used to drink, I had this thing about me that I would just come in and take everything off, like throw everything, throw my purse, throw everything and just charge off into the room and just knock out, right? So I did that and I woke up and I found the person I was with's hands around my throat like, you bitch, you fucking him, you're a fucking liar, you're a liar. And I'm like, please don't kill me. Yeah. So he's like, you're not even worth it. And he walks out the room and I'm like, oh my God, where's my phone? So, you know, I did one of those. Mm-hmm. I didn't find my phone. So I had no idea what he was talking about because he was in my phone. Obviously,
could have been anything.
I had no idea.
Exactly. Which thing did I do?
So I just sat there. I didn't get out the room. I just sat up in the bed like, oh my God, like, I don't know what's going to happen. So whatever, I got myself together and I was like, yo, I came out the room and I'm like, give me my phone. What he was talking about,
a few nights before that, I had went to work with somebody in the studio, a big artist. I said I was just going to work with them, and he read our emails and
damn.
He found out I was not being honest about that.
Okay. Well, I know what you're talking about.
He loves that. He going to the emails. He loves
it. I know the emails.
I know the story.
Yeah.
Did he get back together with you after that?
The thing about that was he never caught me at that in those moments. Like, he didn't catch me solid, like, you know, with the dick in my mouth or saying that I want to have sex or something like that. So I will always, I'm not going to lie, this is the truth. I will always spin him, you know, to be like, yeah, I was talking to this guy, but I wasn't actually having sex with this person. You know what I'm saying?
So it's entertainment.
So exactly. I would say that I was entertaining myself, whatever. And, you know, whatever he saw, I made him believe that he didn't see it, you know, being manipulative.
Yeah, because guys don't want to believe that anyway. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They'd rather think that, like, right? You don't want to believe that.
Yeah. He didn't break up with me until he had, like, solid proof on me.
That she did anything. He read
not that time. Okay.
It took her, like, maybe 2 years after that.
Yeah.
I ain't going to lie.
Yeah.
Talking is too close to fucking. I ain't gonna lie, because y'all talking at me.
I agree.
That is true.
Man, fuck that. If a nigga make you laugh, he can fuck you.
That's not
so
true.
You can't go to a comedy show and laugh.
That's how I feel. I don't
That's
fuck.
Not true.
That's how I feel, man.
I'm a woman, and just because a man make me laugh does not mean I'm about to bust it open.
Look at it from a man's standpoint. If nigga walk
That's
in a room
insecurity.
And see you laughing with a nigga, with another nigga, it can be insecurity, it can be whatever. If a nigga walk in a room and see you laughing with another nigga, like, oh, hell nah. Cause that's one of my strong suits. Like, the girls I be fucking with,
it's funny.
I make them laugh shit. Like, I be, that's how I flirt. You feel me?
Right. But that don't mean just because you are flirting when you do your little comedy skit that every man is. It's the shit could have been genuinely funny.
I know, nigga.
Okay, so if you bring her around fucking Eddie Murphy, you think she
gonna be mad as a motherfucker. Steve, I'm gonna fuck a bitch. Kevin Hart. I'm gonna be mad as a motherfucker.
Now, what, have you ever been a side piece?
Yeah.
Okay, so you enjoy that.
You've been a side piece.
I like being a side piece, though. I ain't gonna lie. That shit cool. That shit cool.
Hell no.
That shit cool.
Why is that cool?
Because it's like,
it's a stress free life.
In the state that I am in life. Shit. I don't wanna be your main piece. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You don't get a little jealous?
No. I ain't gonna get jealous unless it's my girl and she fucking with another nigga. You feel me?
Okay.
It's your girl and she fucking with me.
True, I feel that.
You feel me?
Cass, what about you? You been a side piece?
Hell no. Mm-mm. That just don't slide for me. I'm sorry. Because it's like, why the fuck am I going to be your side piece?
She wants everybody to be hers.
Cash is the prize. Hello?
Cash
no,
prize.
It's not even that. It's like, I respect whoever I'm talking to. And I like to be, you know, like, I want it to be a mutual feeling.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's just like, girl, if we the only... You know, am I fucking with you? Just only fuck with me. And I feel as if, like, I can't be the sobbies because that just doesn't make sense. Like, it literally has no fucking correlation. My brain don't even allow that for somebody to be in a relationship and trying to talk to me. Because mm-hmm. I'm just like, you worried about the wrong shit. Like,
see, and he enjoys it.
She ain't happy.
Oh, you see? Yeah, she might. If she not happy, why don't she leave him? Or leave
she
her?
She knows shit, but she might got some goddamn... I don't even want to get into that.
What? Man. Some goddamn what?
She though. Might got some shit that she doing over there that she trying to handle, you feel me? But I make her happier. You feel me? You can go and handle your situation and you come laugh and joke and play and shit with me.
Okay, so let's say you the side piece, laugh. Right? Will you go out to eat as a side piece?
Huh?
Will you go out to eat, like to dinner with the side,
yeah,
as a side piece?
Long as your husband or your boyfriend don't pull up trimming, because I ain't got no time for that shit.
Would you buy her a birthday present?
Mm-mm. That's his job.
You went, okay. So how long have you been a side piece? Like, has it been like an ongoing?
Oh, I ain't no side piece right now.
When, well, I was, when you was, how long?
When
you was, was it like 6 months, 9 months?
I don't be counting for real.
But it's been an ongoing, like, it's not like a one-off. It's a ongoing, like.
Yeah, probably say a few months.
Okay.
I'll say a few months. I be disappearing, fool. I go poof, I ain't gonna lie. I go poof. I don't think it takes one day your breath stinking and shit, I'm gone.
Oh, God. And now, Cass, no, you know what that means when somebody just starts not being the same as they were before.
Something happened.
You know what that means.
Okay, the thing is, when we talk about breath stink, I'm dead as fuck. Let me just start out by saying that. But I feel as that's normal human characteristics.
Real shit.
You can't, if, like, say if you laying up with the baddest bitch ever, right? you can't be like, I'm not finna talk to you no more because your breath stinks. Like,
you should. You should not talk to her no more.
Bro, yeah. If you're waking up in the morning and somebody breath stinks like
morning,
that,
he's not saying
Oh, ongoing then, nah. But I'm saying, like,
ongoing, that means you got a little situation you need to
take. And if it's a continuous thing where her breath always stinks, then I get it. But if it's just one time, like, baby girl, go brush your teeth or get a fucking piece of gum.
Go to the dentist.
You can't act like your breath ain't never stunk before.
Yeah, but if it's an ongoing halitosis that's problem, what I'm saying. You probably have a cavity
garlic or something like that.
Of course. But that's what I'm saying. But if you eating garlic,
even us weed smokers, like, we get weed breath sometimes.
That's what I'm saying.
We're talking about it's ongoing every time your breath. It's a different smell.
If somebody breaths always stinking, then no,
you have a situation. You got a cavity or a rotten tooth or you need root canal or whatever.
Of course. It's smell like garbage. I get that. But I'm talking about like,
I don't know what it is. It might just be me then.
What?
First time I smell that shit is old.
If your natural breath has a smell and it's not like a cavity or a rotten tooth smell, that means there's something going on in your gut. You're not eating the right shit.
No.
Same thing with that pussy.
Hello,
that
pussy. For sure. I just feel like I'm just saying on a normal basis, right? Because I've done a lot of psychedelics, right? So I understand the human body. Mm-hmm. So that means, like, say for instance, a motherfucker got acne. You can't be like, damn, you a pimple face. I can't fuck with you.
No.
I understand that. I'm just saying the analogy, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, if your breath continuously stinks, I get it. Like, like something's for sure going on. I don't want to be in your face. Mm-hmm. But if it's just one day we're talking, it's like.
And a nigga catch a little whiff.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
It just throw me out,
right?
I don't know.
I get what you're saying.
I understand that because smell, scent is very important.
Scent
in a
relationship. Is so important. Hey, nigga, you like, didn't talk to breath smell like
everything about a woman.
Because I like the natural smell. Because y'all go out
to eat, he take you to dinner, and y'all start talking, nigga, breath smell like sushi. You like, I'm off.
No, but you know what happens when you go out on dates? You start smelling, the breath starts smelling like alcohol. Mm-hmm. You know,
y'all been drinking
That doesn't. You don't.
You
count
can brush.
That, that doesn't. That's you.
But
you're
food
outside.
Smell too, though.
But when you're no, I'm talking about there's just a natural smell. You know, everybody has their own scent.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
But there's a difference between a something's wrong smell with your mouth or your vagina.
Of course.
Like if somebody kisses you on the cheek, you can smell it all day.
Okay, say for somebody just ate some fucking Fritos or some hot Cheetos.
No, like I want a kind of smell.
Okay, cool.
Because I'm like, don't bring that shit around me if that's how you eating. Mm-hmm. Don't go wash your mouth.
Man,
after you
I had a girl lick my neck one time. My dick went south.
Cause you smell her breath.
The saliva fucked me up.
Smell of the saliva.
Right.
Yeah. Y'all let motherfucker spin your mouth.
So you like for girls to spit in your mouth or guys?
I don't talk to guys. I talk to women. No, I used to be. Only reason, like, if you like search on my old blogs or like, you know, write ups, it'll say I'm bi because at that time my mom wasn't really accepting and I didn't know what I was. You know, I'm 21 now, so around that time I didn't really know what I was into.
Okay,
at this moment I know I'm fully into women, right?
Period. Okay.
So,
good to know because we don't want to say you're just fluid, but you know what you like.
No, of course. No, I love women. But I'm just saying, like, if, say, for instance, you with the right motherfucker, like a motherfucker that's like, you already know, like, the personality there, the smile there, the looks, everything. Like, everything is going. If y'all having sex or y'all just making out or whatever, and I'm like, let me spit in your mouth. Like, you can't be. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, that was
like, if somebody with a nice-ass voice, you can't be like, that's nasty.
Spitting in mouths, there's a tweet from you that says, I love PDA.
I love
it. What the fuck PDA mean?
Public displays of affection.
Oh, I don't like
it. And it says, I will put my tongue all in my boo mouth. I don't care where we at. I love you. Laugh my ass off.
I love you, baby. We can be at the club. We can be at the fucking line at Six Flags. And I'm kissing on this.
In front of children?
I'm more respectful than that. But I would say, like, if you my boo, like, I don't give a fuck where we at, I will kiss you. Like, I didn't kiss. I was in Miami, put the drop top down just to kiss a bitch at a red light.
I don't know, people behind us.
I thought you didn't like that a minute ago.
But know what I'm saying? Like, it gotta be genuine, though. Like, you can't just see me with all my homeboys and we in a room full of people. You want to show people that you fuck with me, so you want to all that shit. It gotta be genuine.
Have you ever got your dick sucked in front of your friends? Like, a girl just does that and they in the room?
I don't know about it. Not literally in front of my friends, though.
I've been flooding this whole time.
I got like a one bedroom high rise, so like they be hearing what's going on in that motherfucker. I might got a house full of niggas, but I'm in a room type shit.
Are you loud?
Who?
you? Like,
am I loud?
Yeah, like they can they hear you or like do they moaning? Hear her?
Do you moan? Are you loud during sex?
Hell yeah, nigga be scared. Nigga be scared of my wife. Be singing a little song and be like,
nigga, I love that.
Nigga, my mom.
You don't be trying to keep it down when there's people in the house?
Man, I don't give a fuck about them. I ain't think about them niggas. I'm meeting.
That's exciting, though. When when motherfuckers in the house and y'all kind of buggy, like,
let's get caught. Let's get caught.
Are terrible, but they like that. Like, they lovers. They really animated them back. Aquarius are cool.
Sex noise is motivation for me. Like when I hear it coming from him, that's like it's cheering me on. Like
yeah, I feel that.
Future said, you fucking me good, but you helping me win.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, you was on that hoe. I get what y'all saying. I feel like thing is with like sex, it gotta be with the right person. Cause some people like motherfuckers that don't talk during sex. Like, why aren't you talking? Like talk nasty to me. Like I'm talking nasty to you. If you
like
gonna be
what
quiet.
You say?
What do I say? I feel like I gotta be in a moment. It's like I'm not the type of person like whose pussy is this? Like that's lame
that's
as
generic
fuck.
Shit.
Yeah, like
generic.
it's like what you want me to do to you? How it feel? Like yes. You know what I'm saying? Like talking, you gotta talk sweet. You can't talk too rough or too crazy. Mm-hmm. You gotta make a motherfucker feel special.
I'm a rough nigga.
Sometimes rough and crazy can be a good time.
Rough and crazy during sex, but talk somebody. What you like right now? Yelling in your ear.
No,
WWE,
not like that.
WWE.
You gotta read the person.
Can you smell
the
rock is cooking
in
your ear?
What you be saying? She don't even know.
No. She's making me laugh. Different strokes for different folks.
Hilarious. No. You like it from the back the best.
No, he's not. I like looking at a motherfucker. Because I ain't gonna lie, I'm not... It might sound like cliche or whatever, but I don't have sex with me. Like I want to see your face expression and hear the sounds and shit. Like from the back and shit, I gotta pull your throat in so I can see your face and shit.
Have you ever fucked somebody that you saw them on Instagram? They came and they ain't look nothing like how they looked on social media.
You said, have I ever fucked somebody?
Have
like
you
that?
Ever
no.
fucked a catfish? Is what she asked.
If you pull up looking at something different than what I seen, you got to go. That shit over with. That shit, I don't give a fuck.
So that's happened before.
Yeah, that shit happened before.
Oh my God.
I straight fake the phone call. Text my partner. Hey man. Text Ken. Ken right up, man. Hey man. Call me real quick and say we gotta do an interview.
Oh, I thought only we did that.
All right, bro, I'm on my way downstairs. Hey, I'm finna go.
It's like trying to be like, oh, my mama calling.
Text me and say it's an emergency. Why not just be honest though? You so honest, right? Huh? You honest.
I've been honest with a couple people, but I don't like hurting people's feelings.
Yeah, you don't want to say that.
But they know they don't look like what they look like. That's actually good advice for the future.
If I get the vibe from you that you're a cool person, you feel me? Like, and you got like a hard exterior about yourself, I can keep it 100 with you. Like, hey man, I ain't fucking with you. I don't feel like you got to go type shit. But if you like one of them, look, I'm going to do the text message work.
Call okay, right what quick. About have you ever let somebody
that's
that
considerate of you
catfished you? Like, what if she's like, well, I just at least just let me suck your dick.
Hell no, nah.
Nothing.
Man, look, bitch, on my dick good enough, I want to fuck. Straight up, I ain't...
But you definitely have done it before, right? Like, have you ever fucked somebody that you would be embarrassed if your friends seen it?
Yeah, when I was about 16, 17.
Okay.
Raw shit, I'm talking about her.
Well, how much do looks matter, Cash?
A lot.
I feel like looks matter a lot, but I'm more of a personality person. Like, if I can't get into your mind, I don't want to fuck with you. Like, we can have an actual conversation. I don't want to fuck with you, you know? Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. What about you?
Do looks matter? I think that attraction matters.
Yes.
I would say it's attraction because what I might find attractive, other people might not. But I like the type of things that I look for in a guy. It might be attractive to me, but it might not be to Gigi or Stephanie. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like that's everybody on earth. For real.
There's some people that are universally good looking, though.
Yeah.
For me, looks matter. Like, I need a six pack. You gotta be healthy.
What's healthy to you?
It matters.
What's healthy to you?
I like fitness.
A six pack. Okay. What if he had a six pack but he got surgery to get
cash.
It?
An athlete.
Oh, they doing that?
Yeah, yes. Got to get in surgery.
Yeah. Who got that Batman kilo, right?
Yeah,
all
he
types
sure
of
did.
Men are getting like 4-1 six packs now, girl. You ain't know.
Why you move your mic, Peasy?
I don't want
to
talk about it.
So, I recently had a conversation.
I fuck with it, though. I fuck with it because it's like, I feel as if women can get their body done, men can too.
I feel the same way. I had a conversation with one of my homeboys. I'm not going to say who he is.
But will those abs be squishy?
is the ass gonna not be hard?
I don't know about the abs.
Nah, I like, but like, I like, can't, I like athletic abs, like from the gym.
The hard ones?
Yeah, like they just dumb and they be like in the gym and they like so stupid about it and they do it with their friends and it's annoying because they always want to be with their friends in the gym. That's what I like.
You like that?
Okay. Yeah.
So you're not with the guys getting surgery?
Yes. I don't know about surgery.
Well, you're skinny, so you're okay. You don't got to worry about it.
Feel me?
Even but if you're skinny abs?
No, I wouldn't. I'd just be.
You don't know.
If you don't like a big belly, don't fuck with me. If I was fit, if you don't like a big belly, don't.
It's called a baller belly. Hello.
Feel me?
So you have a beer belly.
Who?
You got a little round.
I done had a 6-pack since I was like 6 years old.
You don't look like you don't. You don't look like you have a round stomach.
Nah, yeah, it doesn't. I haven't been a juvenile hollering.
Yeah,
they used to make a workout.
It looks like you would naturally have like a athletic frame.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Did y'all play any sports? Y'all played.
I ran track. And okay. I the school I went to was a performing arts high school, so I was major. So technical dance.
Break
dance? No, like ballet and shit.
Break dance? Why would you
ballet?
Because I thought of that movie, Step Up.
That's fire.
Speaking of sports, I heard that you know how to play golf.
Oh, yeah, I'm a golfer now.
I heard that you know how to play chess and you also know how to play the piano.
Who the fuck you heard all this shit from?
She be knowing.
It's my job.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I play piano a little bit. I know like 2 songs and I play golf. I learned how to play golf when I was like 13. And what else you said?
The piano. Oh, chess.
Oh yeah, I know how to play chess.
I can play chess.
Fire. You can't fuck with me though.
Oh, you know what? I'm gonna set up a chess match for you. And you're right. I probably can't fuck with you, but I know somebody who could.
I'm gonna think of. Oh, hold on. Know somebody you could mean? Mm-hmm. Bro, been playing since you like 12.
I know. I know a grandmaster for you.
Grandmaster.
No, but you know what? So one of my friends, she actually has a chess team in Detroit. She has a chess team in Detroit, so she teaches all these kids how to play chess, and they're really good.
That's dope.
Oh, shit. I ain't gonna lie.
And they would probably love for you to come.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I'll fuck with that.
I'm gonna hook you up because they would love for you to come, but it's like these high school kids that play chess.
Yeah, I love that type of shit.
And they're really, really good at it. But I also used to work for Wu-Tang, and if you know, they're like chess grandmasters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What?
The whole, like,
all of them play chess?
Jizza and RZA. Okay.
Yeah, so they're really good. A lot of their stuff is chess themed, so we would love to see that. But chess is. As far as being a thinker, that is something that will certainly have you focus and thinking like a few steps ahead.
For sure. You gotta play chess with life, for real.
Mm-hmm.
That's what chess taught me. Like, you can use that shit in life.
Like, if he does this and I do this and then he does this and then I move here, then he could take this. I gotta protect this. Mm-hmm.
Or I can do this and make him do this.
Right. And then it's also about sacrifice, right? Do I want to sacrifice this piece?
But that sounds like sacrifice and manipulation to me.
What?
Sounds like sacrifice and manipulation to
toxic.
Me.
Yeah,
toxic.
He's good at it.
That's toxic shit.
Cash, you know how to play chess?
Hell no, I know how to play checkers though.
This is checkers, not chess.
I can you the devil.
I can play Uno. Checkers.
Chess is too hard. Yeah, I'll fuck around win. First time I get on the board. I know how to play board games though. I'm more of a console player, like Xbox, PlayStation 2, PlayStation.
What's your tag? What's your game tag?
Cash My Checks.
Hey,
they're wrong. I like that shit.
That's fine.
Did you like that shit too?
Yeah.
I like long walks.
So you were talking
about play Madden. I'm called it Madden.
Oh, fuck you over in that Madden.
I don't think so.
He swear he could do everything.
Cool.
Another thing about Aquarius men, they're really competitive.
But then you got to throw in the Capricorn woman. We don't even got to say. We don't got to say much.
You know what we do? We're going to grind it out. We're going to work. And we quiet about it.
Facts. We just going to show you.
Yeah, we just going to do it. So the fall off, let's talk about that.
All right, bet.
So when is the project coming?
The project is coming in the fall. So it's going to be like when it's cold, simp season, and like that project is about, like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't dropped in 2 years, but I've been on other people's projects or whatever. But it's just more like when you see the comments, like, oh, you fell off or what you doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, people try to act like they don't see shit like that and they don't see rude comments, but it's like, nah, like,
you see all
that shit. You see all that shit. And it's just like, when you're an honest person, you really are, you know, like, I'm a real human being. I love emotions. Mm-hmm. As weird as that sounds. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I tap into that emotion and I create my music off that. And so when I caught the project, The Fall Off, it was kind of like, yeah, I fell off to become the best version of myself. For 2 years when COVID was around, nobody knew what the fuck they wanted to do.
Mm-hmm. But I was thinking it was like a label thing.
Nah, the label fucks with me. The thing is, the label, like,
I don't know. I feel like, of course, from outside looking, everybody's like, oh, is the label holding you back? This is that. Like, nah, my label fuck with me. And shout out to Tunji. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my management team. But everybody really just sees me as a provider and they're trying to just break me as an artist right now. But it's just more like around that time, I was going through so many different situations in life being a real person where it was just like, I didn't know what I wanted to put out. I didn't believe in myself as I did whenever I first got into the game, you know?
Sheesh.
Okay.
So you feel like,
you get into the industry.
I feel like y'all about to work together.
You get into the industry and you start to soak up everybody's values when you don't go number one first day, number one first week. It doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? Like, it really doesn't matter. Like, nigga, we signed. You know what I'm saying? Like, we really live in life.
I'm doing what I said I was going to do when I was 9 years old.
Exactly. But when you get in the industry, you don't see it like that. You see it more like, damn, like, everybody looking at me because I ain't posted.
So, question for both of y'all. If you weren't doing music, what do you think you would be doing right now?
I would have been the Olympics for track.
Okay.
Nice.
I'm not mad at that.
Yeah, I used to be in the I used to run summer track, so I for sure would have been.
So what's your distance? Like what?
200 meter dash, 1 team meter hurdles, 4x100 meter relay.
Fire.
That's what I ran in junior high.
For real? Hey, that's long. Yeah.
Hurdles was my thing because I was a dancer, so the jumping and the leaping.
Yeah, you already had the agility,
form and the flexibility.
I used to have to do the long jump, the triple jump, the high jump, and all of that.
Damn. Mm-hmm.
I know.
That had y'all ass in feel, for real.
But
for
that's
real.
Been a long time.
Now, obviously, we know that you had the song with Lil TJ, 24 Hours.
Yeah, for sure. Praise out to Lil TJ, too. I know he's doing good
now. Oh, yeah, my mom,
man. But, like, for real, for real.
Yeah. And that shit is scary too when you think about anything could happen
at any moment, anywhere. Yeah, I was like, I feel like that waking up seeing that earlier this morning was kind of weird. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just like, damn, like you never know, you know, and the shit that he just posted earlier, like watch out for people around you. Mm-hmm. It's real shit because it's like, you got to watch out for everybody. Even though it might seem genuine, you never really know. It's like you got to question everybody. So
every little joke, I watch every joke, every facts. Serious statement, all that, I watch everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when people don't believe in you, you're just okay.
And y'all both have really good relationships with other artists.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed. Like, look, you and Youngboy.
Yeah,
right? Have you spoken to him since he's been home? Or,
Not for real. Not for real. I been in my own little box, fool.
Mm-hmm. I respect that.
I've been in my own little box, though. I don't know.
You spend a lot of time at home.
Chill out, man.
How you know that?
Just saying.
Chill out, man. Yeah, I've been in my own little box, though.
Yeah, I can see that.
You know what, though? I'm not going to lie. You have had a lot of obstacles. Like, on some real shit, that's not easy for you to have to deal with being in this business.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. I ain't tripping, though. I'm made for this shit, so I don't be really...
It's a marathon.
Yeah. It's going to take a little time for niggas like me. That's all.
Mm-hmm. So you still have to get permission to travel and everything right now? Because I know it was a big deal. We like, we got to get this date right. We got to stick to the date. We got to make sure everything is good for you.
They be on my head. If I come, like, I got to go back tomorrow. If I land a couple hours late, I'm going to jail.
No, that's why it all made sense. Yeah. When I seen that, I was like, oh, that's you got to go home.
Oh, yeah.
You got to go home.
No, but real shit. I mean, everything's going to get great for you. And I understand, like, you know, always know that it's a rainbow after every storm. So don't think that this is, you know, for a long
time. It's a balance of life,
no, and God bless you. They letting you work.
You feel me? That's why I just got to take it, like, for what it is. Like, they let me move on and do my shit. So I can't just be stressing that shit. I've been going through this shit all my life, man.
I know. And that's what really sucks, right? Because it's like they kind of keep you in. Like, no matter what, something you think like, okay, I'm good now.
And then the next thing pop up.
And then something else comes up. And I think people didn't realize how bad it was. I do feel like the situation with Meek Mill, when they showed, like, the corrupt cops and all of that stuff and everybody bringing attention, you know, to that to show how messed up the system is.
Yeah.
And people will judge you based off of something that may or may not be true. You know? Does that affect business for you?
Hell yeah. They be looking at me like I'm just a fucked up nigga out here who want to shoot up everything. And that ain't even the case.
Mm-hmm.
I be chilling, bro. I'm a good person for real. I like having fun, bro. I done got through everything you can imagine in the streets. You feel me? I don't want to get in the industry and still be doing this shit. I want to have fun in my life. I don't want to be walking around with my ass on my shoulder. Turning my head, looking over my shoulder and shit, like, man, that shit weak.
I feel that.
No, I feel you on that because, look, you being here, I was like, I don't know what he's going to be like or what he's going to... I've seen other interviews that you did. But you never know how people are gonna act. And I figure if you wanted to do the show though, you would be fine.
Yeah, I like this shit. I'll be watching this shit on my own. I had watched Trouble interview.
Oh, we love Trouble.
May
he rest in paradise.
Yes. That was heartbreaking for us when that happened, because we used to call him like our male co-host.
Yeah, he
did the live show.
He did our live
show. He was like, yo, me and Boosie want to do it together. Like, we were trying to plan it in Atlanta.
We were trying to plan for him and Boosie to do a show in Atlanta.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah, that would have been tight. He even shouted us out on one of his songs, My Name in the Show. And yeah, shout out to Trouble. May he rest in peace. I went to his funeral.
Yeah.
It was very classy and sad at the same time. But
and Atlanta is wild. I'm not going to lie. When I go there, like I land in the airport, I remember I'm not going to say who it is, but I saw somebody's security and they were like, Angela, you can't be coming here like by yourself and moving around by yourself. And I saw you talking about security and how you used to think it was lame, like when people had security and then you realize.
I used to think that shit was pussy shit. Mm-hmm. But like, I feel like it's certain times where you should have security and certain times not. Like, if I just wake up in the morning, I'm chilling for a little bit, then I need some bagels and I got to go to the store. I don't need security for that. You feel me? But like, when a nigga stepping out to these shows and shit, you don't know what's on people's mind.
Yeah.
Shit like that, then you need security and shit.
Yeah, what about you, Cash? Have you ever had any incidents like where you're like, okay, because I don't really, you know, I'm on the Breakfast Club too, and like shit be happening outside our job. We just had an incident the other day where some guy made it all the way upstairs into the studio. And he walked in.
Wait, hold on, up here?
No. Not here, but at the Breakfast Club.
I was just going to say, they going to get his ass beat the fuck up.
No. Jim Jones and Mano was there. Jim Jones definitely pushed him and escorted him out the door immediately.
But the security is tight over there. So
that's what I'm saying. Right.
We've been there multiple times and had to get buzzed up and called down and all of that.
He knows somebody.
That's how it is
at the studios, though. Because at a studio, you can be like, oh, I'm here for so-and-so.
No, you know what happened?
Open up the door, it's like, why?
I'm going to tell you what happened. So Mano was downstairs and the guy was downstairs like getting COVID tested like he belonged there. So Mano was like, who you here for? He's like, I'm waiting on Jim. So he thought the guy was with Jim Jones. So they all came upstairs in the elevator together. So Jim probably thinking he with Mano.
Mano thinking he was Jim. And all along, he was just a groupie ass.
Yeah. And I'm not going to lie, it just happened to me too. I was in Brooklyn doing this Black Money Forum event on Juneteenth. And so this girl, she was outside. I walked up and she was like, oh, I was waiting for you to get here. I didn't know who she was. So they see me talking to her. So they gave her a wristband. So I went inside. I was upstairs. And then I went backstage and she was backstage. So I'm thinking she just backstage. But the whole time she had said she was with me.
She backstage out of your face card.
Yeah. So look, so then that's they realized that she wasn't with me when she was saying something like, oh, this is my Instagram page. You know, and then the girl was like, wait a minute. So they pulled me to the side, like, do you know her? I was like, no.
Did they escort her out?
Yeah. Oh,
okay. That's good. I was about to say, why y'all ain't called Jimmy?
You throw it out.
Have you had any crazy incidents like that where somebody's...
I would say probably at like Rolling Loud Miami, where
Rolling Loud is always a spectacle.
I was walking in the crowd and this girl like grabbed my face and was trying to like kiss me.
Whoa.
And like my security guard at the time like muffed the fuck out of her. But I felt bad because I'm like, damn, like.
No, she was an OD fan, but she overstepped her boundary.
Yeah.
Stay away from my face.
So I feel like I manifested some crazy shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you know, when Michael Jackson's got his room, seeing thousands of people downstairs at the hotel. Michael. Like, I feel like
I want
the car, trying to get in your shit.
So,
like, I've got chased around the school. Yeah, like, I performed at Prairie View College. They chased me around the school. They surrounded my car. Like, shit like that, I'd be laughing, but it's also dangerous as fuck.
Yeah, so you never know.
Yeah, because you never know what could be crazy as hell, want to kill you for real, you think it's your fan. But I don't know, I feel like I'm very, you know, I'm very spiritually in tune, so I feel like I'm protected all the time. So I come
and your breath smells good, so that's
it. Smells like mint, you know what I'm saying? Or smells like this fucking bamboo right now, honestly.
Now what have you ever said no to? We know you like for somebody to spit in your mouth. So what are some things that you're like, nah, I'm not doing that, I draw the line? What has somebody tried to do that you was like, nah?
I feel like I'm not on the dildo game. Shit.
Like somebody putting a strap on, like doing it to you?
Nah, I'm not on that.
What about you doing it to her?
I'm with that because I'm more dominant, but I don't give a fuck if a girl's fingering me eating my pussy. Like, I feel like I'm just not finna let you fuck me like that. Like, I don't know. I feel like I'm
Nah.
Like dick and I don't like dildo, so I feel you.
Yeah, like
I'm cool on it.
Yeah, it's just like it's just like yeah, like I'm just like cool on it. And then on top of that, you know what I'm saying? Like if you fucking with the right person, a motherfucker really get you off and get you going good off fingering and eating your pussy. You know what I'm saying? Like they can really do that. Or with toys.
No, hands aren't good. Hands are good.
I feel like fingering is underrated. Like people don't do it enough anymore. I agree.
Because they don't play with the pussy like a guitar.
Right. Speaking of pussy, don't we got
some Yeah, we do. We got wait, Peasy, do you finger girls still?
Yeah.
I feel like guys, you looked at his hands. Are they okay?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. Chill out, man. I got to do my nail.
They're fine. We can tell he gets them done.
Oh, okay.
That's what I said. When I looked at your hands, I was looking at the fact that I can see the shine. That means that you be taking care of them.
Let me see. Yeah, let's see his nails.
He get clear gel.
He all in bad show
today. He need to get them done right now. So you want to hide them.
He telling me I got nice toes.
Oh, they tell you got nice
toes. What you want to see?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's put him on.
Wait. This is the lip service first.
Feet cam.
Let me see.
Hold on.
He can't take that one. He got the ankle bracelet.
It's cool if they ask you, but let's. You get a pass if they ask you, but let's see what you working with.
Let's see.
Here.
What I work with, they cool.
Let's see. Put him up in the air.
Okay, don't you got nice feet. And he got the moisturized and all of that happening.
That's fire.
See, that's that Aquarius manscaping shit. You be manscaping too?
He don't got no dead skin or nothing. That's amazing.
Answer the question. Do you manscape, sir?
Like trim my little.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He said,
I'll cut it out, though.
But a little trim.
Yeah, a little trim.
Come on, grown man.
Like,
yeah. That's that grown man shit. I'm here for it.
That shit'll fuck up a girl PH better when you're on trim.
There you go. Now, yeah. Pizzy, what is something that you said no to in the bedroom? Catch Page says no.
I don't like a motherfucker playing on my nipples, grab my ass, no, none of that. I ain't with it. I feel like anything about a woman supposed to make you like do that type of shit to him. I ain't no woman.
What's wrong with your nipples?
You ain't fucking with my nipples.
No, they get hard though.
Ding, 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 huh? Ding.
They do get hard.
And I ain't never witnessed my nipples get hard.
Your nipples have to get hard because when a guy comes, his nipples get hard. There's nothing you could do about it. And when it's cold.
Wait, who told you that, Angela?
My nipples don't get hard.
Yes, they do. Angela said that when a guy comes, his nipples get hard.
I'm about to look it up.
I don't give a fuck what you do with my shit, though.
And y'all get goosebumps and everything.
Is that true?
I get goosebumps, though. But my nipples don't get hard.
Trust me, if you have goosebumps, your nipples is hard. Because your nipples like a big goosebump.
Yay.
What?
Yo, Peasy. You put the thumb
last? Hell yeah, I don't put the whole thumb though. I just put
the other
thumb.
Why not the whole thumb?
Huh? Because I had a cup of grill thumb and I ain't like that shit.
Okay. Everybody like different shit. You like a thumb in your ass.
Nah, I put the thumb in the ass.
It's true.
Yeah, I don't like the thumb in the ass.
Men's nipples get hard during arousal.
My shit don't. I don't give a fuck about Google, Wikipedia, none of that shit.
No, that's not the question.
Well, we do have something for you.
It's ejaculation. Because the muscles inside them.
So this is for Peasy. We do have a vagina for him.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm good. I'll take it. I don't get them.
Yeah, you watch lip service enough to know we be giving our pussy around here.
Yeah. I get it. I got
throw that pussy.
That's our homegirl right there.
What? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's her vagina.
She ain't really my type like that.
What? It don't matter though. This is the pussy.
So you heard that one?
Yeah, it's hers.
What?
Oh, it really is hers.
It's just pussy though.
That ain't my type.
So what? It's still pussy. Look,
so let me ask you something. You have you ever had a girl
about her picture?
Can I look like your type, but her pussy wasn't good?
Yeah.
So,
multiple times. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what about a girl who may not look like your type, but her pussy's good?
Mm-hmm.
She don't look like my type.
Well, you could try it.
Nah, if she don't look like my type, I ain't gonna try it. If she look like my type, I might try it.
But it's not her. It's the thing.
It's
the
pussy. But it's supposed to be like a mold of her pussy, right?
Yeah,
but it's not a mold of her body. But it's not a mold of her whole body or her face. It's just her pussy.
She gonna have her feelings hurt because you know she's
pussy. Gang got taste. He not even really.
He gonna take this pussy.
Do you use any toys, Cash?
like a rose.
She retarded.
You said you don't use a rose?
No, so I fuck with a rose,
but on the girls.
On me or the girls. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm kinky. Like, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like handcuffs. Like, the handcuff shit's fire to me. You ever been handcuffed before?
I never been handcuffed.
Oh, but they realistic, though. They got the little things
they
up in
the
there.
The joint.
Hold on, she's trying to...
What's this rail? What they supposed to be?
Oh, my God.
That's her signature.
So, Cass, what'd you say? You never...
That's
Why she
do I like what?
I was asking if you're kinky, like what? Like, have you ever been handcuffed?
No, I've never. But I have no problem with getting. I would want to get tied up, but not handcuffed, because I would need to feel like I could get out of it. So, like that's tied good. Up, like where you could slide out if you so choose.
Why are you want to slide out?
Just in case, because you can't trust that.
Why you be home? You might.
If that's your boyfriend, though, you know what I'm saying. You don't have to.
Imagine how nigga gonna look coming through the airport with that motherfucker.
You don't really gotta trust it.
They don't care, please. You know what kind of shit they see in the airport?
What if I see a fine ass little girl who working the little security thing? I don't want her to think I'm no kinky.
You ain't gonna see no fine ass little girl that working in the security.
No, they do. Maybe find that in the airport.
Put it in your security luggage.
Not today. It's not. Maybe in Atlanta, not in New York today.
Yeah, maybe he gonna tomorrow. Put it in security's luggage, and then they take the blame for it. Even just in that, case.
You'd be surprised. What it look like? Luggages. Let me see it. I never seen one of those.
That's what I'm saying.
With sex toys. I got my vibrator in my bag right now. You gonna I'm use going it right to now? LA for a week. You, I need to.
You gonna use it right now?
I'm not out, right now, but I'm gonna use it while I'm in my room.
I'm out for sex toys though. Men sex toys and women sex toys.
You ever tried a cock ring?
Huh?
You ever tried a cock ring?
I did that shit with my baby mama a long time ago, right? But I ain't like that shit.
Was it a vibrating one?
Yeah, I ain't
most
get
guys
it.
Say they don't no, like the vibrating
one. Yeah, I ain't get it. I ain't get that
it's,
shit.
That's the side. It's the other side.
I don't know, what's this side?
That's
I don't nothing. Know.
That's just the back door.
Listen.
Look at
what
the
are you doing?
It is. It's like a fleshlight.
A fleshlight. Or a stroker, rather.
Look at the front side. Feel that motherfucker.
Oh, man.
That shit it's crazy. Just,
you didn't feel it right.
Put your finger in it.
There you go. Put your thumb in it.
Yeah, do the look.
You gotta, you know what I'm saying?
Do you like it? Does it feel real?
It's not wet, so it don't feel
you
good.
Put, that's what I'm saying. You put lube.
There you go.
Yeah,
yo,
there's the lube.
Don't do that. That's his thing. That's don't cool. Fuck it up.
He gonna still use it.
Yeah, I might need it.
You gotta use it right now.
I might need that on tour. You know, all these girls at these shows on tour.
Yeah, you don't want to get in a disease. Here you go.
There you go.
Yes.
Let's see if he could, because he likes the finger. Oh my God.
Come on, silicone-based lube. All
right, you damn. Overdoing it.
You want that Niagara Falls. Don't
what the fuck?
It's lube. It's lube.
How is that?
Put your finger in it.
A girl squirts, that's not a lot.
Does it feel real?
Oh, that's raw. Man, y'all got a name in the
song. That's lube.
It's silicone.
He got to wipe his hands off.
I ain't gonna lie, Kim. Go,
put your tongue in it.
Give him back his shit. Give it back to him.
Don't put my shit in my box, man.
Exactly. Put it back in the box.
Do you know how to properly clean a vagina?
Why would he know how to clean a vagina?
Why not? He should know a little bit. Where's the box?
But you're doing that too rough. It's hurting all of us.
But that was good. But the proper way is front to back.
Front to back. But where's the front? Where's the
front to back? What's the front?
Front.
That's what I did.
He was going both ways.
He was
going back and forth.
No, I had cleaned the front first.
Here, put this away.
Then you got to get the little surround here.
Okay. What's the thing at the back? What is that?
It's just the bottom. We need you in the mic, Cash.
Oh, my bad. I didn't know what that was at the back.
Can you? Now, PZ, are you also doing a real estate show?
Yeah. Oh, it's called Buy Back the Block.
Okay.
I feel like, because my tape I'm finna drop called Misguided, and I feel like, like young niggas in the urban community like myself been misguided, like niggas ain't show us the right shit. Mm-hmm. Feel me? And I feel like that's why I made a lot of mistakes that I made in life, because niggas ain't showing me the right shit. I ain't gonna say like they was showing me the wrong shit on purpose, but they was showing me the wrong shit.
So they was showing you what they knew.
Yeah, exactly. And mm-hmm. I'm just watching, you feel me? So I want to be different though. I want to show like the right shit to do.
How important is it that you have the right people around you? Because I think that's what really
that
matters.
That's important, you know what I'm saying? Because you know, you go out what you see.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? And I started learning this shit like at like 21 and shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that to me, that's too late. I feel like other people, I don't want to say white people because it's black people that grew up in good, you know what I'm saying, communities and shit. You feel me? But people of good communities, they show their kids this shit at 15, 14 and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, motherfuckers be knowing this shit their whole life. Right. So I feel like I learned this shit too late, so I just want to help.
It's never too late, though.
Never.
That's. I mean, I know. I understand what you're saying.
It's better earlier, though.
Yeah, it's better earlier, yeah. But you're still young. It's not too late, and you're still getting it together and learning.
Exactly.
So how does your team change then since, you know, since you first came in the game until now?
Oh, no, I had the same team.
The same team?
Yeah, okay. I had the same team. So it like... But I wasn't listening at first. I was,
see, that's the thing, too. You say you want people to teach you, but then y'all don't want to listen.
But I already knew what I was taught, so all this shit was new. So I'm like, man, fuck what y'all talking about, nigga. I'm slanging out drinking wine. Yeah. Real talk. So, like, when I start, people like, oh, hold on. I'm tired of going to jail. And I'm tired of having to shoot that shit. So I started listening to my people, like, oh, okay, this is what I really supposed to be doing. Then when I found out, like, this is what I really supposed to be doing, that just gave me the urge to teach, like, niggas who come from where I'm from. You feel me?
All right. Yeah. And what about you, Cash? What else do we need to know besides the project is about to come out this fall, the fall off?
Just keep being yourself, man. Keep shooting for the stars, chasing dreams. Ain't nothing impossible, you know what I'm saying? Like, we take risk every single day. So just keep being you, you know?
All right. Well, people love you already, so.
Oh, my gosh.
They do. That's a positive thing, though.
Nah, thank you.
And you seem, like, very comfortable and confident in who you are.
Yeah, because, I mean, for a long time, I wasn't. I used to be a huge follower. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know who I was, who I want to be around, you know what I'm saying? Like, I found who I wanted to be, you know what I'm saying, and what I actually am. So
that's amazing, because with you only being 21, it's so many people who are way older than you that's still looking and trying to figure out who they are and who they identify with. So for you to already have that established at 21.
This music shit only gonna last for a minute. Really, like 25, 26. Like, I'm really trying to get into, I have a nonprofit. I'm really trying to get into philanthropy and the reform system. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to be a politician, to be honest with you.
Oh, word? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And just like get into acting, get into like, boy, I'm really like, I'm goofy as fuck. So I like Robot Chicken. I like Billy and Mandy. Like, I want to get on Cartoon Network and Adult Swim and do shit.
Hey,
like
that. Me too. I want to get into acting.
Yeah. Like,
I feel like this could be like a good networking thing for y'all.
We tap in for a minute, but it's our first time really meeting each other. Just,
You guys have some good vibes.
No, thank you. Y'all have great vibes. We fuck with y'all.
Y'all cool people here.
Hell yeah.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you taking the time too, because I know for you to even come out here and catch this flight and everything was.
Yeah, we was on the same flight.
Yeah.
Oh, mama's. Mm-hmm. Oh, my manager had told, you know, I sit down and put my head down or go to sleep or some shit.
You definitely had your head down in the corner and 1A was your seat.
Yeah, I don't really like people.
She knew his seat and everything. Yeah. All right, well, I appreciate y'all for coming through. All right, nice feet, Peasy. And,
nice to meet y'all.
Nice feet.
You said nice feet?
Yeah.
I said nice feet, Peasy.
I appreciate it. I'm good. I appreciate it.
He was like, that's very flattering.
I walked a lot of miles in these motherfuckers.
It don't look like it, sir. It looked like chauffeured around.
I done jumped a lot of gates. I'm out running from a lot of police in these motherfuckers. But that shit mean a lot to me.
Like,
I appreciate
feet still pretty.
That nigga jumping on his tiptoes.
Yeah,
look at him.
I ain't trying to get no calluses. Hey, Cash Page, thank you so much. Everybody said we was gonna love you, and we do. So
thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate you. Hope you have a great day, and you know, like, can't wait to connect again.
Look at her. She is so good. You are a politician already, girl.
Oh my god.
All right, it's lip service.
Lip service, mate.